Blog Talk Radio.
Excellent. Okay, I'm gonna call you from the show. Okay.
Should I hang up?
Yep, hang up. Bye bye. Bye.
All right.
Hey, folks. We are so sorry. We had another, as usual, with this lovely platform, a connectivity issue. So we got to get Mr. Klaber on the phone. You guys are gonna have a great time tonight. He's a lot of fun. He's got a one-man show, and he's giving away two tickets to his show on November 25th, so if you're in the area. So without further ado, welcome to Applause Radio Show, everybody. I'm Joanne Barton. We are a little late. Another connectivity issue. We got to talk to the platform again, see what's going on. But I'm so excited to bring to you guys tonight. He is hysterical. If you love Robin Williams, you're going to fall in love with Roger. Everybody, welcome to the show, Mr. Roger Klaber. Roger, how are you, sir?
Oh, good, Joanne. Thank you for that introduction. I don't know if I can live up to it, but I'll try. I'll try. Give me a chance, please.
Nanu, nanu.
Oh, don't start with me. You'll have an hour of nonstop chatter.
Oh,
it's going to be one giant vowel movement, you know what I'm saying? No, it's okay. Breathe. Start slow, baby.
Guys, if you want to win two free tickets tonight, all you got to do is call in to win to Roger's show. He's got a show up in New York on 11/25, Saturday for Thanksgiving weekend, which is a fabulous weekend to be in the city. And he's over at the Triad Theater on November 25th, and it is... what do you say? It's not really a tribute show. Tell everybody about the show.
Well, the show's in two parts. The first part is all Robin, as if you were going to see Robin perform live at a concert. The second half of the show is me doing a variety of things. I call it Overactors Anonymous. It's a lot of other impressions, but the second half is in a 12-step format called Overactors Anonymous. It's for all these actors who way overdo it, like Al Pacino. And and then sometimes the audience will, I'll take requests and do whoever they want me to do. And it becomes really free and fun. And the first act is insane because I just let Robin just take over my body, mind, and my voice. And I just disassociate. I don't even know what happens. After the show, I'm just like, what happened? Well, you got a standing ovation. Oh, okay. I don't know what I did. But it's kind of weird because Robin.
Right.
Well, I didn't do anything. I got out of the way and let Robin do his job. Excuse me. I'm suppressing tea.
Yeah, let me ask you that.
Yeah,
now,
go ahead.
Were you an actor first, or did the Robin thing come? Because the resemblance is uncanny. I mean, really, you look like him.
Whoa.
I mean, what happened? How did that come about? Did you like realize I looked like Robin Williams? Were you a huge fan? I mean, tell me.
Oh, I started out as a little comedian. I was doing impressions when I was like 10 years old.
And
I just used to follow my mother around the house and drive her crazy doing Richard Nixon and Peter Falk and Columbo and just all this stuff. She would go, please stop, leave me alone. And then when I was 17, I saw Robin on Mork and Mindy and I said, oh my God, that's me. I totally identified with him. And I just kind of took it on. And I took on a lot of other celebrities like Richard Dreyfuss and and Jack Nicholson, and eventually Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando. And I have an act. I have an act about a guy an impressionist who goes insane. And so that's another form of this sort of loose, you know, show where you don't really know what's going to happen, because neither do I. And
right,
that's the fun of the show. It's very different. It's got a skeleton of things that I will do, but there's also in between, it's sort of a, who knows? And people are frequently just going, what the hell? Because they're freaked out. And
now,
that's trick or treat.
I started out
as a comedian. Yeah.
Yeah. Is every show different, Roger?
Yeah. I can't remember ever one show being like another, because just like Robin, my mind is full of bits, like a computer has got little bits, and it spits them out. When something comes to the surface or it's an appropriate moment, I'll say something to somebody in the audience that's already in there, or something new will be created because of something that occurs, and it'll just like Robin snap off. I don't know if we can be naughty on this show or not.
Absolutely. Say whatever you like.
Okay. Well, I don't want to turn anybody off, but just to get back, I'm a studio trained actor too. I studied in New York. So it's a combination. So I'm a method comedian, really. I've done a lot of acting and a lot of singing and just theater. But ultimately, I do both. But what happened in the show, one time I was in Florida, and I try to keep a nice show. I'm not mean. But, you know, I get heckled once in a while, or these drunk people. And this lady goes, hey. And she's sitting there with her tatted up husband. She goes, hey, why don't you have a drink with me after the show? And I'm sober. I've been sober for 20 years, so I don't drink anymore, but I bet I could eat you under the table. And that's what I meant. And her husband stands up and blocks out the light. I'm like, no, it's not what I meant. I meant it like an eating contest.
Right, everybody
cracked up so bad because Robin's available in that way. I don't think he meant it either, but that stuff can happen. And these happy accidents is what my show is all about. But it's not nasty. It's just it's a little spicy, you know.
Instead of I can drink you under the table, I can eat you under the table. I get it.
Right. I could eat more chicken wings than you. But the way it came out, it wasn't good.
God.
Dear God, Joanne.
You got to watch in Florida. They're crazy down there.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I know. I got some spookers in the Connecticut. All right, are you Jewish? Can we say we're Jewish?
No,
nobody's going to come bursting into my hotel room.
Yeah.
I've been saying I'm Jewish every night. I'm not afraid, but we're living in strange times. And my mission in this show is also, what would Robin say if he was here today? And he's a peacemaker. He's an ambassador of peace.
So
in addition to being naughty, and by the end of the show, you're getting a humanitarian message from beyond, from Robin.
He was considered like a philosopher, like George Carlin, you know? I mean, everything they said was, you know, meaningful and was true and made you think, you know? But so now, did you start being Robin, your character, after he passed, or were you doing it when he was alive? I know you were doing an impression.
I did an impression of him when he was alive, and it was part of my show. And as a matter of fact, I did something on TV that was just Robin, and he saw it. And it got back to me through Rick Overton that he really liked it.
So I
thought that was interesting. I'd never met him, but he knew who I was, and he liked my impression. But after he died was an entirely different story. And the movie that I made about this, called Being Robin, I don't know if you know about it.
Yeah, I want to talk about
explains, it. Yeah, it explains what happened, because after I did get somewhere in Hollywood with my act, and I ended up on the Carol Burnett Show in 1991, et cetera, et cetera. My resume, smooth, Breakfast at Cantor's. I ended up in a place where I went to a place that was high enough for me to come down hard when it crashed. And my series got canceled, and I got canceled, and I went on drugs, and I got mentally ill. I was mentally ill, and I needed to stop being in children's because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't stay sober in shows. So I stopped, and I just took up a career as an artist. I can paint portraits and dogs and stuff. And but in 19, when Robin died in 2014, I had a real upheaval, a spiritual upheaval with him, because I felt what he felt in his last moments. I was experiencing what he went through, and it was startling, and it was scary and sad and horrible. And I wept and wept and wept. And then it got funny. He started hanging around, and, you know, I feel him experiencing things through me, like my girlfriend. He would experience sensuality, and I was like, whoa. And she'd be like, what are you doing? It's like, it's not me. It's, you know, and it got weird. He would grab the brushes and say, today, kids, we're going to learn pastels. And finally, I had to throw him out. I said, there's no show. People were saying, are you going to do a tribute? And I'm like, no, I will never be in show business again. I'm retired. I'm sober. That's it. Right. But I felt like Robin was going, come on, I want to go back to work. Let's go. And I did. I just finally said, okay, who am I to say no to Robin Williams? So for 9 years, I've been doing this act. But it's not an impression. I don't think it's an impression. It's a conjuring, because I have to put on a wig and a costume with suspenders and sort of evoke the spirit. But by the time he shows up and he's in my body and we're starting to rock and roll before the curtain, I'm gone. Robin says, okay, sit down now. I got this. And I'm gone. I don't know where I go. I used to try to control it, but it gets in the way. Then I'm just a guy in a wig doing an impression. So I let Robin take it.
Yeah, well, the trailer, you've got some energy, too. My God, you literally, actually, you have everything about him. It's crazy. Like you said, he just embodies you. Suck it in. It's crazy.
It's a really unusual show, Joanne. I mean, I love what you do. I was looking at your videos and your parodies, and you have such a vibrant personality, and you're so funny. And I rely on other people. You really are. I would love to be in the studio with you and mess around, music.
I used to be a lot of fun before I became crippled, but, you know, whatever.
I didn't know you were crippled. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Do you have to wear a license plate? Or what?
My license.
What happened to you?
Oh, God.
What happened?
I've had nerve damage since 9/11. From the toxins, and then kind of lost my singing voice. Yeah, so I no longer sing the way I used to. Let's see, what else?
I like your singing though.
And then thank you. And then in 2019, I was hit by a truck. I was T-boned, and that just took the body over the edge. So now I'm just like, every day is just a battle, but it's okay. I'm good. I always say I ain't dead yet. You know, I ain't dead yet.
Yeah. That's, you hear that, everybody? That's the spirit. There's people walking around with really horrific things, and they're climbing that mountain still because they're alive. We're alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's two ways to go with this. You can succumb and say, or you can stay with it and find what you can do. You know, and that sounds like what you're doing.
Listen, I'm not ashamed to say I battled deep depression for a little bit when I lost my voice. I was devastated, you know, that's like, going blind to other people. But for me, I'm a singer, so, and this was my way of staying in the entertainment industry, was doing this show. So I snapped out of that and I said, I got to do something. And this is what I decided to do, you know. So I'm just having a great time and enjoy speaking to people like you and getting to meet people like you. And, you know, it just has, it's just been phenomenal. You know, I just enjoy it.
Do you hear that, guys? Yeah. Hey, listen, listeners. This is what we have to do. If we can't express ourselves in some way, we have to get it out somehow.
Right.
And if we do what Joanne does, is find an alternative route, a detour to that road of expression. You know, when I couldn't do show business anymore because it was killing me and my sponsor said, don't do it anymore, I started painting. I find another way to express. And if I can't do those, I have something else I want to do. I have some really interesting stuff I can't wait to start doing. I'm a shaman, and I do visualization healing. So if I can't be on stage and I can't pick up a paintbrush and all that's left is a head in a jar, I have my, which would be a weird, I'm not there yet, but I could do it. I could still be okay. You're just a head in a jar. Well, leave the top on, please.
Is it
Abby normal?
Just poke
some holes. It's Abby somebody. It's Abby somebody. Abby normal. He was my hero before Robin Williams. I love Marty Feldman.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anyway,
good. I know.
He was the best. I used to go around with my shirt over my head like that.
Oh, did you?
I'm sorry. What? Ask me a question. Did you want to say something?
Yes, I did. You did a show last night in Canada, right? You're doing a tour right now. I mean, not to mention New York, but tell us about your tour. Where can people find out more about your tour dates?
I feel like I've been through menopause. I did a tour. I'm doing a tour in Canada. My voice is pretty shot right now because of the 9 shows. You try doing Robin Williams for 5 minutes and see you're doing. Your body's a mess. Your brain is totally on fire. You can't shut it down. And your voice, he just mangles my vocal cords because he does all these different things. It's all over the place. No, come on. It's everywhere. You don't want to go. It's strange. And I can't stop it. Please, mother, make it stop. And that's how it is, night after night after night.
Yeah.
And it does a number, and I have to rest. All I am. It's like I'm an animal in a cage in between shows. That's it.
Yeah.
They take me, wheel me back into my hotel room.
Right. How do you wind down after one of those, after doing a show? I mean, because you're like, you're like over 100 on the meter of adrenaline. I mean, how do you wind down?
Last night I went to the hotel lobby and I got a big bowl of ramen, bag of Orvin Redenbacher's, bag of popcorn, and a big candy bar. And by the time I ingested that, I was just this beached, bloated, gassy Jewish mess. And I kind of started to relax. That's how I did it last night. Tonight, I really don't have anything. I've got some little chocolate eggs left over from Easter.
Well, you don't need any more
sugar. It's you, though.
You don't need sugar.
No, you're right.
Don't need sugar. My goodness. Robin, the movie, you wrote that, you produced that, you star in it, and it's based on true events, and you're right, how this all came about, right? Isn't that basically the premise? Is that how you came up, Robin
it
came
is.
Into you?
Yeah, it's the real, it's a real sort of meditation on what happened. I made it for a couple of reasons because I had been doing the show for like 5 years, Joanne. And I had taped it because I wanted to remember little bits and things and I would have it as a record. But I had all these tapes of the show from the very beginning. And after 5 years of doing it, I'm like, man, I could do a play about me and Robin and the relationship. Mm. The problem with that is without makeup, you don't really have anything. It looks like me and me. So I thought if I do it as a film, then you could sort of see how it works. And then I thought, you know, at first it was going to be sort of a fictionalization, but somebody said, just do your story, tell the truth.
Yeah.
And COVID came and we had some amazing footage. I spent a lot of money. We raised money. But it's really good looking footage, but I mixed it because COVID with stuff I shot on my phone. And, you know, I needed narration. So I harnessed a tripod to my boat and shot the narration out in the middle of the lake in the middle of this beautiful foliage. And that served as my narration and storytelling. And it looks good. So the movie came about because I really wanted to dig into what happened and share my story, the way we need to express ourselves.
Yeah.
And what I decided finally was that there's no answer. If you see the movie, and I recommend everybody to see it, it's getting a lot of critical response. And I mean, from critics and winning awards at film festivals.
A lot of awards.
It's
a
getting
lot of awards.
On a small level. I mean, it's not getting a standing ovation at Cannes, but for me to have finished something at all And then for people to go, somebody watched it 15 times. And right. I'm like, why? She goes, I'm still exploring it. There's so many layers to this. And it's not deeply intellectual, deeply spiritual. It has this very, very unusual feel. Like, I'm at the center of it, not knowing what's happening to me. And I still don't know. The answers never came. We suggest what it could be. We've even got people in the movie going, it's a fraud. The guy's a fugazi. It's all a big hoax.
Yeah.
And I get to have people in there arguing that. And I'm not proving anything. I'm saying I feel possessed. And I show a scene where I'm truly taken. But the answers, it's a mystery, like the mystery of faith. If we knew what God was, we'd go, hey, I got to go talk to God. Yeah, that old guy with the beard. And we don't know what happens. We don't know what God is. Or maybe you do. I don't have. I'm glad to have the mystery of it. So the movie's a mystery.
Yeah.
Part of it may be that I'm mentally ill, and part of it is maybe totally spiritual event, period. Thank you.
Where can everybody see it? I'd love to see it myself.
I will send you the link and just... You know, I've been selling it here on tour for $10. I had it up for sale on the internet, but I can't as long as I'm in film festivals. And I'd love to share it. And if I send you the link, you can share it with your friends. I'll send you the link, okay? I'd like to make a few bucks on it, but I'm making money on the tour. I just want to get the movie out there. It's doing fine. It's making money, and it's showed at some cinemas, you know, and I get paid for that. But really, I'd love to just share it with you.
I'd love to
see it. It's a crazy experience. It's very, very unusual. And it's not a masterpiece of technological fucking achievement. It's raw Roger and Robin.
Being Robin the movie. Check it out, folks. Where can people get it? If they wanted to watch it, where could they watch it? If I don't have the link, where can they get it?
Well, I'll tell you what. They can get it from me directly if they want a DVD. Here's my email address. It's Roger Kabler, RogerKabler @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I've had people from radio shows and podcasts write to me, and I send them the DVD in the mail and sign it. Someday it'll be worth $10. Or I'll send you the link for the same amount of money with a password. And I'm not too worried about pirates at this point. I don't think there's a big black market for being Robin right now.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. I've never done anything
I'm
like
dying
that.
To see it. Please, please, please send I can't wait to see it.
Where do you live?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. I'm just saying, if I'm in New York, I'd love to invite you to the show if you can make it in. We'd like to,
what is
that, 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Well, right now
25th, everybody's still,
Yeah, right now I'm open, Absolutely.
That would be cool.
I'd love to go. Yeah, I'd love to go.
All right.
And folks, if you want to go, call into 646-478-0999, and you can get a pair of tickets right now for free. And where can they be purchased? To let everybody know where they can purchase the tickets.
Oh, I think I sent you the link for the Everbright.
Yes.
You can get them on Everbright, or just look up Robin Williams Triad, and you will get the link to several places you can buy. And if you come to the show, you can get the film. I will have an armload of DVDs there for the people that come to the show.
Very cool.
So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be taped. We're doing a two-camera shoot, and we're going to possibly have a deal to have it broadcast. So you'll be in an audience of a broadcast.
Very nice, and it's being recorded.
It's very
cool. What are you, Elvis?
Well, no, I'm so far from Elvis, it's not funny. But I do understand his energy. I understand what it's like to be possessed by when the music hits you.
Yes. Yep,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
I bet you do,
I
too.
Because I used to be a performer, so I do know. And once you get up there, you're a different person, and, you're still yourself, but you get that whole energy of everything. And to be quite honest with you, Roger, when I'm performing, I don't feel an ounce of pain, I guess, because I'm happy. Who knows? I don't know.
You're shot up with the endorphins and the adrenaline and the audience it's maybe you should get out there and perform.
I miss it so much. I miss it. I have no time too. I'm always either doing this. I work full time during the day too. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But folks, this is at the Triad Theater on November 25th, Saturday, on Thanksgiving Day weekend. So that's when everybody's there. So
right.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
And it's a 1 hour, 20-minute set, I believe, or does it run longer?
Let me tell you, I told you about the second act of the show, which is Impressions, right? Overactors. Now, I wasn't sure if I had mentioned that. My brain fried.
No, you did.
Okay. I don't need drugs, that's for sure. Right. Okay, dog. Yeah.
And what else was I going to ask you? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Now, did you ever see him live in concert?
Yeah. I didn't see a concert, but I saw a taping of a talk show, Robert Kleintime. And that's when I had
Robert
a brush
Klein.
With him. He was incredible. Yeah, Robert Klein. He had his own show, and Robin was on it, and he did his stuff. And as I went out for some reason, it was like coming back in, Robin was going out. And I held the door for him, and I said, "Bravo." And he goes, "Hey." And he left. He disappeared into the night. That was our whole conversation.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Never.
I'm surprised he didn't say, "Hey, you look just like me. You're my doppelganger."
I don't look. You know what's weird? I don't look like him. I look more like Robert De Niro. But it's a facial thing when I get into stretching my face into that shape and
stretching
my spirit into that shape. It happens. It's weird. It comes over me, and it's sort of an electricity.
Right.
But I just feel like I wish I'd known him, but I do. He hangs out. He still hangs around me like a radio wave. He comes in and out. Remember how we used to dial the radio? He comes in and out, and I can feel his presence, and then it recedes. And it's very unusual because I can't really help it.
Right.
I don't.
Well, that's why it's called the Spirit of Robin Williams, the show, right? So,
it is.
There you go.
It is, because it's not just a show; it's a séance, and it's strange. And he's a great humor about it. And I know that he's here and wants to sort of have a better ending. Not that this is an ending, but I think he would not have accepted how unhappy people were when he passed.
Yeah.
It would not have been okay with him. How miserable people and upset and shocked as I was myself. Like, you can't be serious that he's gone. So in this way, you know, people keep saying, "Thanks for bringing him back."
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of that. But I'm doing everything I can to keep him alive, too. It's exhausting. You know?
Well, I remember that day. I believe it was in August because I was on vacation.
Yep.
Was it August?
Yep.
Yep.
August 14th.
We were at the beach.
Yep.
Yeah, we were getting ready to, the hotel was on the beach, we were leaving the hotel, and all of a sudden someone said, "Robin Williams died." I was like, "Get the hell out of here, Robin Williams died."
Right.
And then I looked it up, I said, "Oh my God," you know, like, wow. Because we really
didn't know.
Nobody knew he was ill, the common Joe, we didn't know he was ill, you know, the average Joe.
Well,
you know, nobody knew.
The Lewy body's dementia is what he had.
Yeah.
You know about that.
Yeah,
some people are still mad at him because they. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
How are they? Do you know how?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you what happened. I didn't know he had it. He's one day. I don't know. Was I taking out the garbage or walking the dog? I don't even remember. It was a couple of years ago, and he comes running up to me. No, he's an older man. I don't know how old he is. He just has white hair and a white beard. He may be maybe 60s.
Sure.
And, you know, he's not that old. And he wasn't running fast, but he was running to her. He goes, "Help me, help me, help me." I said, "My God, what's the matter? What's the matter?" I don't know his name, but I know him, you know, to say hello. And I'm like, "What's the matter? What's the matter? They're in my house. They just robbed me. They just took over." I said, "Oh, my God." I yelled for my son. I said, "Brian, get a bat." I said,
oh,
get a baseball bat.
My son
saw me outside with him, so he ran and got a bat. I had my phone. I called 911. I said, get here right away. My neighbor has people in his house. They're robbing him. Me and my son are going up there to kick their asses.
And you're very brave.
911 say, no, don't go. I said, yes, I'm going. I'm pissed. This was before everybody hated each other, you know, and, everybody was crazy. I've always been crazy, but for the right reason.
You're a good neighbor. Right.
So my son goes run and get the bat, and we're getting ready to run to his house, and the wife comes running down. She goes, stop. And here's the police coming down the street, and she goes, it's okay. I said, are you sure? Are you guys okay? Because now I didn't know if she was being told to say everything was okay. I mean, it was just crazy.
Oh,
and the cops came. She went to the cops, and she came to me privately. She goes, he's got Lewy body's dementia. I said, oh, my God. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I had no idea, because they go for walks every day, always say hi.
Sure.
And I don't know if it just came on suddenly. What a crazy experience that was. The poor thing.
I bet.
So bad for her. So after that, we started seeing the kids come by a lot more often to help her out. And now they just sold the house. I think they had to put them in a home, unfortunately. And because she's older herself, you know. And the kids don't live here. They live around the country. So they can't be here all the time.
Sure.
And she got herself a condo and whatever, you know, I mean, but yeah, what a horrible, horrible disease. Just horrible. I mean, dementia alone.
And it's weird because my mother passed about a year ago. She had a form of dementia, but it wasn't like that where she was either imagining things or having hallucinations or really bad, vivid vibes around her. She was actually really, really funny. So I would go over there just for my amusement. I needed a laugh. I'd go visit my whacked out old mom in the nursing home, and she's Jewish, and she's surrounded by nuns, and she's like, there's no men in here. My mother just loved men.
Where's the
men? She says, well, they're in dementia. But she, you know, she would flirt with this attendant who she loved. He was just a young guy, married guy.
Yeah.
But he loved her, and he took care of her in a way that a man paid attention to a woman.
Mm.
Not in a sexual way, but in he treated her like they flirted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, come here, you hunk of man. And he'd be like, oh, please, you have no idea. And it was just great. And we would howl. And she's just very funny. She's just an old Jewish broad, taught me all the funny stuff. You know, and
crazy.
But
my mom had dementia too. My mom had dementia too.
Oh,
isn't
she did.
Crazy? Yeah, yeah. Well, she had a bunch of things
how was
on top
she?
Of it too.
Was it bad?
52.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, she was 52 when she had dementia.
It actually started when she was 45, and then passed.
Oh no.
About 46, maybe. That's when she started. She had her first. She would have. Like a stroke like once a month, and then the last one was it, and then the dementia set in after that. So it was horrible, you know, especially when it's a good woman, you know, or a good person like your mom too, you know. It's just a horrible horrible way for
how long ago was that?
Oh my God, over 30 years ago.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I've been an orphan.
Well, so here we are. We are a couple of orphans, like a couple of yentas sitting around talking about our demented mamas, when we really should be talking about my career before it crashes and burns in New York.
Oh, stop.
No, but this is not the worst.
You're just getting
warmed up.
That's
well, I have a show tomorrow night at a place called Joker's, but I was doing an interview on camera with this guy, and I kind of on here to try to, I'm having a comeback, Julian, I'm trying to resurrect my career here. You know, it's not at the height that it was, but no, it's no Carol Burnett thing, but I got you, and you're great.
Well,
but I'm talking to this other guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was on the Carol Burnett Show in 1991. I was a cast member.
I know, I wanted to ask you. I loved Carol Burnett. What was your role on Carol Burnett?
Well, what wasn't her original show with Tim Conway. It was the reboot in 1991 that only lasted half a season. But I got to do all kinds of crazy stuff with her.
Nice.
But I tell you, I did this interview with this guy, and he starts talking about his hernia. And 20 minutes later, I go, wait a minute, time out. We're spending my whole interview about your hernia, and I'm empathetic. We talked about cancer. We talked about visualization treatment, which I'm into. And I realized how far off the track I got from promoting whatever the hell I was supposed
to
be doing.
Well, listen, we're just here having a good time and talking. And, of course, everybody know about your show. It's very relaxed. This is not Barbara Walters. We're just hanging out. Again, let's talk about the show. It is a one-man show with Roger Klaber, and he is embodying the spirit of Robin Williams on November 25th at the Triad Theater in New York. And if you want to win two tickets, you could call in to 646-478-0999. It looks like I may be going too, so who knows, right, Roger?
Woo-hoo! I love it.
And you can get tickets at Eventbrite as well. So go to Eventbrite and you can get your tickets
there. Go to Eventbrite. Look up. What's that?
Where's your website? I couldn't find one.
Oh, my website is called beingrobinthemovie.com. I mean, I'm also on Facebook. You can look me up, Roger Kabler. But the movie got its own website. But then eventually it became a host to also the live show because we went out to Orlando last spring and won an award for the show. It's an award-winning show, folks. I'm telling you. I busted my hump in Florida, and they gave me an award, an audience award, because they saw what I do. And they were shaking their heads going, we better give him something before he flips out. And so I come home with an award. It's really great press. And like, okay, so we've got an award-winning show. I didn't, make any money, but now we're going to off-Broadway? What's going to happen there? I'm doing this tour of Canada? How did we get here?
That's cool.
But I like telling stories.
Where's your show tomorrow? Where's your show tomorrow?
Some place called Joker's. It's actually the comedy club. I've been doing theaters and performance halls. And now
Canada.
This place is in Ottawa. I think it's in Ottawa.
Ottawa.
But what I wanted to tell you is I also tell stories in the second act. It's just being myself.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened on tour here was I was in Saskatchewan, and I was, Walmart to Walmart is a Walmart anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And, when you walk into Walmart, it's a circus in there. There's like a lady with like a clown, half a clown outfit and half leopard skin pants with butt crack, release the Kraken. It's all, it's not sexy. It's just like, put it away, babe. Tuck it in.
And the kids
are running around. And there's people eating gummy worms and they're like hanging out of their mouth. It's a freaking zombie movie. And then I see this guy in front of me and he's got like this long coat and his shirt's half out and his hair is all fucked up and unshaven. He looks like he's going to kill me. And then I realize I'm looking at a mirror. That's what happened. It's me for a second. I'm like, oh dear God.
I really look roughed up
after a show. I'm the scariest one here.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm judging everybody else. Like, oh, look at him. Look at that. Oh, that's me. Okay.
Oh my God.
No, I was the scariest. No, that happened. And I like to tell stories.
I've only been into two Walmarts. I know online there's a lot of Walmart stories, a lot of viral Walmart videos. Like you said, you see these people with their butt crack. God knows what they're wearing. But I've only been in two Walmarts my whole entire life, and I've never seen anything crazy.
Well, go to Saskatchewan. I just think
If that's out in the sticks, that's why.
Yes, anywhere you go in the sticks. So you're not in the sticks.
Me? No. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I don't even know where to move. We're thinking about retiring to Delaware. That's too far away from everything.
Nice.
I like where I am, right where I am. I'm close to everything, I'm close to everything. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. But,
well,
now,
I've been.
When you Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I called Walmart's, I call it Bed Bugs and Beyond. It's kind of my pet name for it. I'm being mean.
No, you're not. You're being truthful.
Well, the Walmart people aren't happy. And also, when I go to Domino's, I can't eat that anymore. I get pizzeria. You know what I mean? So
oh,
the Domino's
God.
People hate me, too. I know.
Ba-dum-boom. Ba-dum-boom.
Hey,
now,
stop with the ba-dum-boom.
Yeah. When you do your
no,
show,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who do you travel with? Who is it just you? You do everything on your own? I mean, what's
well,
going on
I've
there?
I've got handlers on this. I've got handlers, Joanne. There's people that pick me up and drop me off and make sure I get on the plane. And
nice.
One time I left my computer at the club, so we had to swing back and get it. And because I can't think of everything.
No, of course.
I'm trying to just wind down, and you be robbing for 5 minutes, it messes up your brain.
Yeah.
So I have a handler. And it's, you know, they drive me and they get on the plane with me and make sure I'm all buckled in. Mostly I handle my own stuff. Like I've been on the planet for 61 years. I know how to get on a plane, and I never missed a show.
Right.
Ever. I just am so insistent. There was one time I was at the airport in New York heading to Texas, and they didn't have enough people on the crew. They couldn't get people to come to the airport on this airline. So they said, nobody's going anywhere. Nobody's going to Texas. Nobody. And there's this huge line. You know, it turned into a refugee camp, JFK.
Wow.
So I'm in line. It's finally, after 2 hours in line, it's my turn. And they said, sorry, sir, listen, you're not going to Texas tonight. Nobody, there's no plane. And I said, could I please talk to your supervisor? And she gets him. Her eyes roll up and snap off in her head, and the supervisor comes. Yes, sir. I said, look, the reputation of my company is on the line here, and so is my job. Other than that, I got no problems. And he laughed, and he got me a plane. He got me a plane at LaGuardia. He got me a taxi over to LaGuardia, got me a plane out of LaGuardia, got to my gig, because they would have had to refund 300 tickets. And I would have missed out on, I don't know how much money it was, but I've never missed a gig. And it's kind of a weird thing with me, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little upset with myself because the email I got had your name spelled Klaber, and it's a cable.
I don't care.
So I do, because
it could have been worse.
Mislabeled. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I don't mind. Well, it's okay. It happens. It's close enough.
I'm going to share the trailer.
It doesn't bother me.
Let me share the trailer right now to
and I'll take
Facebook
a break. I'll take some honey.
No.
My voice is a little nasty. I gotta. Okay.
It's gonna take 2 seconds. Win ticks.
Oh, go ahead.
Win two ticks. To this amazing show.
Oh, thank you.
With Roger. Let me spell it right this time. Kabler.
I should have corrected you. I don't like to do that.
I didn't know. I was reading the email that I got, and duh. I worked till 10 o'clock last night. So when I did the promo, it was like 1 a.m., I think. I don't even know. Win two ticks to this amazing show with Roger Kabler in New York. And let's see. Oh. Win two tickets to this amazing show with Roger Kabler on 11/25 in New York, and revisit Robin Williams. Robin Williams.
I love it. That sounds nice. Thank
Robin
you.
Williams. Williams through Roger. Roger, call in now. Call in now, 646. There you go. Let's see if we can get somebody in. I don't know. People are tired after Halloween, but anyway, I don't
I
know
don't
about
know.
You.
It's okay. We're all burned out a little bit.
Oh, please.
I
want to
sing a little song.
Go ahead, sing
my
a little
country,
song.
My country, tis of the sweet land of liberty, bibbity.
Liberty. Of what? Of what?
Liberty, bibbity. It's liberty, bibbity now, isn't it?
Liberty, bibbity, pop. Oh,
it's that new Liberty Mutual commercial that's gotten into my head.
Oh,
Liberty,
yeah. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Yeah. So now,
Liberty,
is that how you
Liberty,
know Chris?
Liberty.
Is that how you know Chris?
I know Chris. Nope. But, you know, it's a coincidence. I think I met his father outside of a golf course in L.A., but I know Chris because he pursued me to get on another show on a podcast.
Yeah.
Jim Masters, I guess. And he and I became friends.
Yeah.
And he's doing a little promotional work for me. And he's a lovely guy. You know, he's been so doggedly determined to get me people in those seats.
Yeah,
and Chris is a shout out to you if you're listening. He really is one of the nicest, sweetest, hardest working people that I know. And I can't say any, I'm not going to make a joke because I feel like, oh, nicest people I've ever paid $50 for. But that's the joke. But no, but he's so into this helping me thing. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what I did. He does.
Yeah,
you know Chris.
Yeah, he constantly wants to help me, and I'm like, Chris, it's okay. Don't worry about it, you know, because he's like, you know, he told me about you, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'd love to have him on. You know, I'm a huge Robin Williams fan myself, and when I saw the trailer, I was like, this guy's phenomenal. Oh, my God.
So thank you.
I'm hoping I can make the show because I'm dying to see you live.
Well, I'd like to meet you. I think it'd be fun. We could sit down and schmooze. When I get my voice back, it'll be even better because then I won't have to sound like, you know, like Popeye.
No, what's your favorite?
But no, I'd love to meet
Popeye,
you.
Speaking of Popeye, what's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
The Fisher King, hands down. Do you know The Fisher King?
Yes, but I don't know. It's, Mrs. Doubtfire was really good. I mean,
it was so good. Well, she's heavily featured in my act because when Rob gets out of line and gets kind of naughty, she sits him down for a timeout and said, you've got to talk about something spiritual, dear. And, you know, eventually he gets to, oh, that's right. Okay, puppet. And then sit down and wipe off your brow. You're a sweaty mess, dear. And, you know, eventually he comes back to doing something a little more of substance, but mostly he's just going like a rocket. And she gets him to sit down and take a timeout. It's like a fighter between rounds with his corner man. It's kind of how it is. She's the corner man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, all his movies are phenomenal, but that one is just so sweet to me. That one's sweet on me, I guess.
It is.
I don't know.
It's very sweet.
It's just a sweet story.
And I do the dream.
And
it is. It's got a lot of reality in it. He's terrific. But I mean, there's other movies that he's done that I thought were just more my cup of tea.
No, I think for me, like it was one that I could watch with my kids and they enjoyed it.
And it was
a family moment. So it just rings true for me that, you know, we were able to watch it together and they enjoyed it too. So, but
how old are your kids now?
Now 25 and 21.
Oh, wow. I got a 30-year-old. Interesting age because we're still parents. We're still their parents.
Yep.
They still have their hooks
we'll
in us, don't they?
We'll always be, you know.
I'm originally from Framingham, Massachusetts, and I live in Huntington, Mass. Now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you better get your voice back for tomorrow. What are you going to do that?
I do. Well, I'm going to go in the shower and just do some vocal exercises. I've got Slippery Elm, I've got Throat Coat and Honey. And baby, we're going to do this thing tomorrow night. One way or another, it's going to be okay. Don't be afraid, dear. It's all right. Okay. Because I have to. Even if I sound like Fred Sanford and the whole thing sounds like this, we'll still move like Robin. It'll be okay. Don't be afraid. Somehow it's true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not wound down from last night either. It's still happening. I'm in this little room. It's crazy. I could just be totally like Mella. What if I let you talk and I'll shut up and you tell stories?
This is all about you.
No, I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be about me. It's enough crazy, enough about me. I'm going to sit quietly and meditate on my belly button.
No. I'm sorry. I was going to ask if you ever been in contact with his wife or family members.
I thought you were going to ask if I ever met Gandhi.
No,
dear, no. What happened there was, that's a whole other story there. Yep. We're going to head down there now. We're going to piss off the entire family. I don't know if they've ever seen my, no, they know about me. They have to.
Okay.
I'm the only guy
exactly.
doing this.
That's what I was thinking.
But there was another guy, there's another guy named Jamie Costa who came out and did this Robin Williams thing around the time he died. And young guy, everybody knew it because he was on all the news.
Mm.
And I was supportive of him. I thought, geez, he's out there. I don't have any problem because I do something completely different. And, you know, he disappeared because I think the family was bombarded with requests and they wanted his daughter, Zelda, Robin's daughter, Zelda, was bombarded with spam saying, you got to see this guy. And she's like, I've seen it. He's wicked talented, but it's a little creepy for me to see this guy acting like my dad. And the day that John Belushi died, it's a sad day. So imagine what she'd think if she saw me reliving Robin's death in my film.
I
mentioned the kids in my film.
Hmm.
Now, I'd written a scene with the kids, but I realized I couldn't shoot it. You never see them, but I don't think I could have pulled it off. It was so emotional. The first time I wrote it and then I read it, I just bawled. What that meant to me so much was the idea of what those kids meant to him. Meant to me, I took it personally, so I didn't include the scene, but I mentioned them, and I mentioned his wife, I mentioned Susan, but I was also thinking about Valerie and Marcia, his other wives.
Yeah,
and I'm getting off track here. You had a specific question for me. His family, okay.
Yeah.
So when I started the film, I worked on it for 5 years, but before I did anything, I wrote to his oldest son, Zach, and I wrote to Susan, his widow, and I said, guys, I'm Roger. I'm making a movie. It's a love letter to your dad or to your husband. I just want you to know it's with all respect, and I'm not using any images of him or his voice.
Right.
So no worries. And you're not allowed to. Even though it's a documentary, I just did it myself.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do all the acting as Robin and as best I could. And there were people that thought it was Robin. They were like, oh, my God, how'd you get that footage? I'm like, nah, it's me.
I can't wait to see it. Cannot wait to see
it. Yeah, it's a nice compliment. I think it's the mixed bag, though. When I'm not in makeup or beard, I don't look like Robin. I'm acting like him, but I don't look like him. But anyway, so I never heard back anything from Zach, but I did hear back. See, I got a way to get to his widow, Susan, through her sister-in-law's, was a friend of mine. Her sister-in-law's friend is a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it got back to me that Susan didn't have any interest in the film. She was busy doing her own documentary, which is called Robin's Wish. You should see that. It's all about Robin's life and death, how he died, how she supports.
I did not see that.
Research for Louis Bodies. It's a little dark, but I also thought it was really well done, and she's front and center. But anyway, I heard that she wasn't interested in anything that I was doing and didn't have time to deal with it. And that's cool. I don't need them to see this. I'm leaving them alone. This is not for them. It was for me.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
I was just curious to know if they, had ever come to see the show. But you're like, you're right. It might be weird for them to see him.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh.
I guess.
Listen, Joanne, the scene in the movie is that I wrote was one of the last scenes in the movie. Didn't make it into the movie. But the scene that I wrote was towards the end of the film. I'm in my dressing room after an exhausting performance, after a standing ovation, and I've taken off my wig and I'm just collapsed in a chair and there's a knock on the door and I'm just like, come in. And Robin's three kids are standing there. You don't see them, but you see the look in my eye.
Yeah.
And I just look at them and I say, I don't know what to say because they're there.
Yeah.
And one of them says, we heard through an interview that our father experiences things through you. Is that true? And I said, yeah, when it's strong, and this is very strong.
Right.
And Zelda said it's really good.
Mm.
And then that's all I wanted to say in that scene.
Yeah.
And I couldn't bring myself to bring it into the film because it's too much.
Mm.
I mean, it's too much for you right now. I can't even think about it.
I know. Are you spiritual? Like, do you have a psychic?
No, I don't
stuff
think
or anything
so.
Like that. No, I'm wondering if maybe
I'm just
got,
a hot mess.
A
is all
I'm just
I am.
Wondering if you have a gift, and that's why he embodies you. You know,
something's going on, Joanne.
Yes, something's going on.
It goes through me. No, I feel. You know, I'm an empath.
Yeah.
I right. think that's probably all it is I,
me too.
I may be a channel. We're all channels. All artists are channels, you know. We
yeah.
all channel whatever the muse is that goes through us and we get out of the way
right.
and let it do its job. But this went through me so hard, and it still is. I'll never get over this. You know, I watch the movie and sit in the audience with 100 people, and I cry because
yeah.
of what it means to me, what he meant
right.
to me.
Yep.
You know, and I study Robin still. I look at his interviews, and he's funny. And he gets up and he blocks Jay Leno, and Jay's trying to peek out and act like he thinks it's great, but he's pissed. Oh, well, that's nice. Hey, you know, sit down, Robin. Thanks. Oh, I'll be up here. I'll be up with my ass in your face, okay?
And oh, my God.
And I look at all this stuff, and I take it in. It's just like mm-hmm. downloading Robin bits.
Right. Oh,
so
my
that,
goodness. Well, so now after this tour, are you going to be working on anything else?
Oh, good question. I got to take a cough drop, honey, because my voice is
yes.
a little sore.
And I don't want to keep you much longer because I don't want you to lose your voice.
Oh, keep me. Why not? I'm not going to lose it. I did a lot of vocal strengthening before this. So believe me, I had no voice 2 days ago. I don't even know how I did a show last night. I don't know how I'm doing this. Okay, so God is good to me.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I'm in the middle of illustrating a book. I've done now three or four children's books. So
very
when I
nice.
Get home from this thing that I'm doing in Canada, after 14 shows, I'll be in bed for a few days with a lot of snacks. Probably
yeah.
a whole chicken, too, right in bed, you know. You ever eat in bed?
Never
mind.
Not in a long time.
You put a towel out. If you're having nachos or a roasted chicken, you put a towel.
Well, roasted chicken.
Anyway. Get the chicken out of the bed.
Oh,
anyway. So now you got to be with somebody who appreciates that eating in bed thing. Some people don't. I got with a woman who used to do the same thing. We checked. And said, I put a towel. Me too. You put a towel? And then we lived together. We stopped putting the towel. We didn't care anymore.
Oh,
the dog
God.
Would lick it up.
Oh,
the dog
God.
Would there to get the... Anyway. Where are we? Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah,
so I'm going to finish the book. I'm going to take some time off because I'll make some money on the tour and I'm going to rest. And I have this thing on November 25th in New York, Off-Broadway,
yep.
which is kind of why I'm doing it, to say I went Off-Broadway. And
yeah.
I don't know who's going to show up. Maybe there'll be agents there that'll take it to another level.
Not
I want
so.
To show, it's just a show to say I went off Broadway with this. I opened in New York for one night.
Right.
I want y'all to come. The tickets are cheap. There's cheap seats. They're like, I don't know, $25 for some of them.
Yeah, that's,
some
that's
of them
very reasonable.
30. I think it was 75, 50, 25. Just
right.
go and sit in the back. I'll see you. And you can sneak up front. I don't care.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I love the show. I was going to stop doing it. I'm sore. My knees are really hurting, you know.
Yeah.
But
well,
I think
you
I've
do
got
a lot of running,
six
you do
shows.
A lot of running around in the show.
Oh, you have no idea. It's insane. Yeah, for a 60-year-old fart like me, I do crazy. And I'm 90 at the end of the show. I'm like, get me to a bathtub. But I have about six shows to do in January, including I'm supposed to be in a festival with Cheap Trick, which would be very cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. And then I got to take February and March off mostly.
Yeah, you got to take a break.
I'm not going to do much. I'm going to pump pit the movie more, We got festivals to do. I want to get the movie put back online. Get some money, raise some money to really market it. Because people, when they see it, they're like, I can't believe this thing.
Right.
You know, and I don't, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's really different. It's totally unexpected what you would think.
Right.
So I want to get it out there. That's really important to me. So I'll take the time in the spring. And I don't know if I'm going to keep doing the show. I have an opportunity to go around the world and talk to kids in classrooms about drugs and talk to parents about drugs and alcohol. Mm. So I have some experience with that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you do, you're a speaker at schools and everything too. So that's really good.
I haven't started it. Well, I do speak at AA meetings. Well, whoopsie, I'm supposed to say AA. I speak at 12-step programs. We do all kinds of things in the name of recovery. And I go to different ones, you know, on and on and on anonymous. I do a bit called Overactors Anonymous. But I am a hope to die gambler junkie. I had myself barred from the casino last night because there was one right behind a hotel, and I said, I'm going to go bar myself so after the show I won't be tempted to go and fool around in there, even if I'm sitting in a bar trying to meet, you know, Miss Wright.
Yeah.
I could get caught up in something that I have no way of control. Somebody put a line of coke on the bar, or somebody wanted my kidney. Yeah. You know, what am I gambling here? So I had myself barred, which means they take your picture, you fill out a thing, and you can't go back in there.
Oh, you threw
not even for a pizza.
You threw
I threw myself out.
Look at that.
And they were like, do you need follow-up support? I'm like, well, no, I haven't gambled in 20 years. It's just to prove to myself that I really mean it, that I really don't want to gamble. Because you can get caught up in a situation in Canada or anywhere where you're away from home for 3 weeks, you lose your footing. I'm going to go to a meeting right after this conversation online. I'm doing 30 meetings in 30 days because I'm not in my own water here.
Right, right.
You know, I'm half crazy. I'm exhausted. I'm on a podcast, and I'm on a mission from God.
Yep.
You know?
Well,
what do you do to unwind? What are you doing?
What do I do to unwind? I don't unwind. I'm always working. It's 24/7. It's the show. It's my full-time job. I do a lot of other stuff on the side, and it's just always,
can I ask,
always going.
How about your full-time job? Do you ever talk
about that,
your full-time job?
I can say, I'll just say I'm in the financial industry. That's all I'll say.
You have money? I don't have money.
No,
I don't.
Just because I work in the financial industry doesn't mean I have the money. They have the money.
Well, you know about money. You've heard about it, no doubt.
Personally,
you heard rumors about it.
Personally,
I'm not either. I suck at it. That's why I ended up in this tour.
Yeah, I've got holes in my pocket. You get it? once it gets in there.
You have pockets?
It. Yeah. I go to a store and I leave. I said, oh, you might as well take my last dollar. Here you go. So I started. You know what I started doing?
Oh, that's nice.
When I go to the ATM now, I pick another language to make it fun getting my money. Because I know I'm only going to spend it and I'll be miserable after not having it. So I said, well, let's make this part fun. I'll pick another language to take money out. So you just got to be careful.
Does it spit out yen? Do you get yen?
Yeah, no.
You don't even know what you got there. You're like,
how much is this? I get what I'm
No, you're not getting loonies. Hey, that's a great exercise. I think I'll try it too, see if I come up with anything. I'll probably steal my card and I'll never see it again.
Oh,
what are you doing, fella?
No, well, our only selections are Spanish and English, so my selections
really
are Spanish and English. I do, When I'm bored, I get to the ATM, I said, oh, let me select Spanish today. Make it fun.
I thought you were busy. What are you doing hanging around an ATM?
Hanging around.
Oh, God. You have time to play at the ATM.
You're in and out.
I bet the line, but I bet the people behind, okay, fine.
No, there's no line.
Thinking the people behind you must be pissed.
No. It's not that hard. What do you want to do? You want to withdraw? You want to, here's how much, and L checking or checking, you know?
It's not L checking. It's L checko.
Yeah, there you go. El checo or
it's more Spanish. Spanglish.
Yeah.
How do you say pick one?
pick one. El pico uno. I don't know. uno pico. I don't know.
That's a bad pizza place.
Yeah, yeah.
Uno.
My Spanish is un poquito español. That's for sure.
Yeah, it sounds more like Oompa Loompo.
I know.
That's crazy.
Well, listen, I want you to send me that movie tonight. If you send it to me
you
tonight,
you can't leave
me
now. I'm just unwinding.
No, I
can't. I'll send
you
the movie tonight, but give me five more minutes.
Send it tonight so I can watch it tonight, and I'm going to see if I can I'm going to see if I can get you in the paper so maybe we could get some more seats out there. I'm going to write about the movie. I'm going to write about
paper.
Your show.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in the funnies.
No, good.
In the funny paper.
I love this. This was more fun than anything. I had another interview today, and it was just pretty straight up, and it was very professional, and I didn't have... You know, I didn't have this. I didn't have, you know, as much time.
I want you to
I had
be
to
yourself.
Sort of get it out there.
I want you to be yourself.
Okay, so here's, where do I send this
My email. You
link?
Know my email.
Do I? Oh, yeah. I do.
Do you?
So it's going to be a link and a password.
How do you think, you know, we've been talking the last week or so?
I don't even know who I am right now. Never mind you or how I found you.
You know what?
God, and you know I've been lonely. I've been desperately lonely for months. I haven't been with a partner or a companion. I don't want to get started, but if you know anybody,
when are you coming to New York for your show?
I'm going to come. I'll be with my kid, who's 30. We're going to go and take on the town. And I'm coming on the 23rd, I think, maybe. We'll come the day before, and we'll do dinner and maybe a show, a real show. And then we'll go set up at the Triad, and I'll be in town for a couple of days. But
so you're staying in the city.
I don't know. I may stay in Brooklyn. I got friends. I used to live there for like 10 years. I lived in Brooklyn.
Okay. No, I thought maybe you were going to be by yourself to come over for Thanksgiving, but it sounds like you've got plans. So it's okay. It's all good.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Can I crash at your place too? Because I got nowhere.
Well, I got no room for two. That's for sure.
I'm seriously kidding. You don't do that.
No.
My ex-wife would be smacking me. She'd be saying, "You're so rude. What the hell's wrong with you?"
Now that
I found
out, I want
to come to your house.
Now that I found out you eat in bed, you can't come.
I'd eat in your bed with your husband and you.
We don't need no bed.
Hey, can I eat this in here?
We don't need.
Oh, that's sick. You don't get bed bugs from food.
I know.
I don't know where they come from. They don't care. Me too. And I'm only kidding about inviting myself to your house. I don't know you.
No.
I don't trust anybody.
If
I need.
You're going to be alone for the holiday. I'd be more than happy to have you.
Oh, that's kind. That's really nice. You couldn't handle it, though.
It's a skip. No, you'd be a great time.
You think I'm bad? You should see my kid. He's a freaking primate.
Oh,
sorry. He's a monkey. He's really funny, but he's out of control.
Well, I hope
he's worse off than me. But I
want to
meet you anyway. What's that?
I'm going to come. I'm going to come. If you're going to have me, I'm going to come. That's for sure.
I would love to have you, and I'll save you a ticket, all right? I'm going to order some tomorrow. I'll order one for you. And if you have two freebies there, you tell me who they are, and I'll put the name down.
Well,
I got
this. We get most of our listeners, a lot don't listen live. We have a lot of people who download and stream after the show. So I will...
Sure.
Put a note in here before we log off. I'll say it right now.
Yeah.
If you guys want to win a pair of tickets to see Roger Kabler on November 25th at the Triad Theater for his show, email me if you're going to listen to this streaming. Email me at applauseradioshow@gmail.com. And Roger's more than happy to give you a pair of tickets. He'll put you on the list.
I can only do one, though, according to the producer. I can do one pair.
Okay. One that's
is that
it.
Cool?
Whoever's the first email.
That's
whoever
all I can do.
First.
Yes. Whoever emails first, that makes it a little bit of a contest.
Absolutely.
Maybe second
email.
Place will be a free DVD. And second and third place, a free DVD. If you get addresses from these people, I'll send them a DVD. Is that cool?
Okay. And fourth place, they
of
get
the
a
movie?
Big wet kiss.
Not from me, they don't.
Don't worry about the open source.
You'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you'd be happy to give a big wet kiss to somebody. Oh, my God.
No,
goodness.
I want to meet somebody, go out to coffee. We're not getting into exchanging fluids until I've met and had coffee, all right?
Got to have the coffee. You need the coffee.
Or tea. You know, if you invite a woman to tea, you got a lot more chances, don't you think? You want to have tea
with
me?
I don't know.
That's what you say. I don't mean you. I mean, you're married, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you don't talk about
it.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about you.
No, no, I'm not a coffee drinker. I do drink tea, actually. That's all I drink.
Yeah, that's what I drink. But I mended up with somebody for 3 years because they said, you want to go out to tea? And she thought that was nice, you know, cool.
Yeah,
you don't go out for coffee. That's like taking your pants down on the first day. You just say tea. Don't be a pig.
And what is going out and getting a drink? What is that? A regular, an alcoholic beverage? What is it? How far?
That's an orgy. That's just invited. No, no. You don't ask anybody out for a drink. That just says I want to get you drunk and first night. No, you have to build a friendship. We're gonna go. You have to build a friendship first, don't you? Don't you have to get established some trust?
And
build a friendship before you can really make your move.
Yep, tea's the way to go. Listen to Roger. Tea's the way to go, folks.
Go with tea. Hey, Roger. Go with tea. Go ahead. I'm done.
No,
I got nothing.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I enjoyed hanging out with you.
I cannot
wait to watch the movie. Folks, it's called Being Robin the Movie. Go to beingrobinthemovie.com to find out Roger's tour dates, where you can get the movie. And don't forget, November 25th, if you are in the tri-state area over here on the East Coast, November 25th over at the Triad Theater. Yeah. At the Triad Theater in New York, check out his live show. It's I can't wait to see it now. I'm excited, and I can't wait to watch.
Oh, I can't wait to have him.
I can't.
I'm
going to
send it to you as soon as we call it a night.
Yep.
Oh my God, have we been talking an hour?
Yes, sir.
No.
And again, it's the Spirit of Robin Williams, November 25th at the Triad Theater in New York.
Thank you.
Go to eventbrite.com as well to get tickets, and beingrobinthemovie.com to find out more about Roger. And Roger, it was an absolute treat to hang out with you tonight. I can't wait
to
see
you
on the 25th.
Thank you.
And we will talk soon. Yeah, we will talk soon, even before that. And if you ever want to come back, please, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Oh, I won't. I definitely won't. I'd love to do this again. And thank you again for plugging the show the way you did. And you're a wonderful host. I can tell. I hate to say the word talented, but I think you're gifted with something that's extraordinary. And I would like to get to know you through this radio show you do some more.
Would like to get to know you. Yes, I would. If you want to win a pair of tickets, folks, all you got to do is email applauseradioshow.com. A pair of tickets to the show November 25th. If you're going to download the show, first emailer gets the tickets. We'll give your information to Roger. He'll put you on the guest list, and you're in. You're in like Flynn. There you go. So, Mr. Roger Kabler, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I had such a fun time with you.
It was a blast.
I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to see this movie. And we'll talk soon.
Okay, I'm going to get you. Is your husband, you think your husband will come to the show too?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, all right. Well, that's awesome. I'm going to hook you guys up.
If that's if I can bring a date, that'd be fine.
Yeah, that's fine. You could bring your date. Bring your date and tell them it's a special night on me. And we can sell one pair of tickets, and then the other guys will get a DVD.
Sounds like a plan.
Actually, it'll probably be whoever emails you will get a free movie. And even if it's 100, I will send them the link. I don't know if I can do DVDs. That gets pricey. But if they want a DVD, they can throw me $10. Is that fair?
Yeah.
If they email you, the first one gets the tickets. Everybody else gets the link to the movie. I'd love to share that. Okay?
You got it. Well, everybody, there you
Thank
go.
You.
That was a great offer from Roger, and go check it out on November 25th. Perfect time for the show. New York is hopping at that time. That's the holiday season kicking off. So Roger Kabler over at the Triad Theater on November 25th. And go to beingrobinthemovie.com. And I can't wait to see the movie. Roger, thank you so very much. Try to wind down. Get some rest. You got a big show tomorrow
night.
I'm
better. Joanne, you rule. Thank you. I'll see you again.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Have a good night, and we'll talk
very
soon.
Have a good one.
Roger Kabler.
Bye, everybody.
Care,
Bye-bye. Oh, okay.
Nanu,
thank
nanu,
you.
Nanu, nanu, nanu.
Nanu, nanu. Nanu, nanu. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Take care. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Roger Cable, bye. Everybody. Bye-bye, honey. Oh, boy. What a crazy, crazy, crazy guy. Oh, man. Lots of fun. I can't imagine hanging out with him. But I'm going. I guess I'm going to the show. Wait till I go in the house and tell that one that we're going out on November 25th. But, oh, what a great guy. So much fun. And I'm telling you, if you never saw Robin Williams live, I've never have in person. I mean, this is as close as you're going to get, obviously. And, you know, again, it's not a tribute act. It just, he is just embodied with Robin Williams. He even looks like him, which is crazy. And the trailer that I saw for the show, I mean, he is all over the place. His all his sayings and his nuances of his verbiage when Robin would come up with little things. Roger has it down pat. So, oh, amazing, amazing. So that's Roger Cabler, everybody. I got to fix that. The email I got said Klaber, unfortunately. So that's how I build them. I'm going to edit that here so you could see. So email me at applauseradioshow.com if you're going to download this show. And the first email I receive will win a pair of tickets to Roger's show on November 25th at the Triad. So if you want to go, email me. And second email will get the a copy of the movie, Being Robin the Movie. And the third email, what was the third email? Oh, God, what did he say? Oh, I think the second was a DVD. The third, actually, he said more than a third, will get the email link to the movie. So how cool is that? So anyway, I had a great time. And thank you so much again, Roger. And thanks to Chris Corman for hooking us up. And I did want to do a special thank you again to Malcolm Bruce, who joined us from the UK on the 29th of October with his band Heavenly Cream, the acoustic tribute to Cream, the band. His father is Jack Bruce from Cream, one of the masterminds behind that. And Malcolm is a fabulous musician. I'm going to close with one of the songs we played here for him. One of my good ones, I Feel Free. But before we go, let me tell you who's upcoming on the show. Oh, and if you saw last night, we had Keith Thibodeau from I Love Lucy, Little Ricky, was supposed to join us last night. We had to reschedule. He'll be back on the 14th of November. So after tonight, we are jam-packed. My goodness, I don't know if I'm going to survive. We've got on the 5th, Sunday, we've got Rick Sudi Caratas. I love saying his name. Rick Sudi Caratas. Rick is an actor, writer, singer, I mean songwriter. We're going to play his new Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Gone. And he's got a tribute song that he wrote for Olivia Newton-John. And joining him on the show is going to be actor, musician, singer Adrian Christian. He sings the tribute song for Olivia. So that's going to be fun. And on the 6th, we've got Michael Gutenplan. And he is a mentalist, psychic, and entertainer. And he's very well known throughout the world, and his father was a world famous mentalist and psychic, and he's actually been thrown out of casinos because he could predict what was going to win. So we're going to talk to him about that. He's got a big show coming up. And then on the 8th, I love her, Ruta Lee. She's coming back, actress Ruta Lee, and she recently got an award from Lithuania, the president from Lithuania and the first lady from Lithuania. We're going to talk to her about that. She's got a great story about Lithuania. Her parents, her family escaped to Lithuania. And then we've got Greg Oppenheimer. He is the son of Jess Oppenheimer from I Love Lucy, and he's got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to talk to him. Oh, my goodness. Then we've got Bill Pascali, I'm sorry, where is it? I'm saying it wrong. Bill Pascali from Vanilla Fudge, The New Rascals, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, The Crest, Steam. I mean, he's been in every band, and can't wait to talk to him. And it just never stops. We're going to John Barber on the 13th. Then Keith Thibodeau will be back with us on the 14th. Little Ricky from I Love Lucy. La, 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 I Love Lucy. And the 15th, we've got Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. I mean, my goodness, we are going strong here. And then on the 19th, everybody loves Michelle. Michelle will be back for your free psychic readings on November 19th at 8 p.m. Don't miss her. And then we've got Douglas. Oh, I don't have Douglas's name on here. So we're missing a few people on the calendar. I hope to get those over tonight so that we can get those up right away. And then on the 26th, we've got Herbie Pilato. He's got his, we're going to talk about his Bewitched book. So, and all of his, I know, John Barber is the godfather of reality shows, and you'll know him once we start talking. You'll know everything. You're not going to miss it. And so anyway, it's a full packed month. December, I haven't even looked at yet, but December, we're going to try and do holiday stuff. So we're going to kick in the holidays with everybody. Let's get in the spirit of being happy. And I hate to say ignorance is true, but folks, if you're paying attention out there, we need to be happy. So anyway, again, Roger Kabler, thank you so very much. November 25th, check out his show, The Spirit of Robin Williams. And it's a one hour, 20-minute set, and it's at the Triad Theater on November 25th. Go to beingrobinthemovie.com. That's his website. You get tour dates, the movie. He's got that movie out called Being Robin the Movie, and also his one-man show off Broadway on the 25th. So, and if you want to win tickets, just email me, applauseradioshow@gmail.com. Have a great night. We will see you guys on Sunday, November 5th at 9 p.m. with Rick Sudi Caratas and Adrian Christian. Take care. This is Malcolm Bruce. I Feel Free from Heavenly Cream. Have a good night, everybody. Take care and have a great weekend. Oh, yeah, have a great weekend. It's Thursday. All right, take it easy. Thank you, Roger. See you soon. Love you. Bye. Oh, wow. Why does it want to? How cool was that? All right. You know what? We got enough time to close with another one from Heavenly Cream. And that album came out 11/3 on November 3rd. Heavenly Cream, the ultimate acoustic tribute to Cream. Let's close with the one that everybody knows. I love that one. I love them all. But here you go. Enjoy this. And definitely have a great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday with Rick Sudi Caratas and Adrian Christian. And thank you again to Roger Cabler. Bye.